Sherry Berry is working her way down a spreadsheet of names and numbers, making sure they belong to Republican voters.
Hi, my name is Sherry Berry, and my husband, Fred Berry, who's running for representative in the 46th District.
Berry's been active in Columbia's Republican community for years, but never in a role like she has now, once her husband decided to run.
So I said, what do you think? And I said, well, if you promise me it'll be fun.
Between planning fundraising events, attending meetings, and making phone calls, she says the workload can be a lot.
All too often, I think we women kind of sit back and don't take part and don't really, maybe don't even know the issues. And I think it's really crucial, especially with this election, that we get involved and that we fight for our rights.
There are more women like Berry who share this view in Columbia. Every month, the Boone County Federated Republican Women, a group of about 40 women, meet to listen to local Republican candidates, discuss issues, and to simply come together as women with similar political sentiments. An issue that seems to be on all of their minds?
The economy.
The state of our economy and job opportunities.
The economy, unemployment.
The group's president, Laura Nasser, says her concern for the economy is rooted in the well-being of her family.
You know, as a mother, those things are very concerning for me because I have a son who's going to be graduating, daughter who's going to be having, you know, my first grandchild. So there's a lot of important issues, I think, for women.
Retired teacher Paula Hudspeth says she thinks the biggest obstacle facing Republicans in this election is the party's image.
A lot of us are concerned that Todd Akin's continued candidacy could be a drag on the Romney-Ryan ticket, and we just don't need that. And the negative press that it brings with it.
U.S. Representative and Senate candidate Todd Akin's comments on rape and abortion brought up a larger issue of this election, policies affecting women. Although his candidacy created a divide between some of the members of this club, many of the women agree with Laura Nasser's response to the election's buzz term, War on Women.
You know, I think if you study the issues, you see that there's no war on women. You know, people complain about they want choice, but then, you know, Republicans, you know, stand for choice and things saying, you know, women should be able to make the choice, and we don't want government to pay for these things for us. It's a personal choice, you know, whether it's contraceptive, you know, job employment.
Back at one of Columbia's Republican headquarters, Berry continues to make calls. One after the other, she has to settle for leaving a voicemail. In a typically Democratic voting city like Columbia, she says her persistence is worth it.
I think one vote can make a difference in this election.
And finally, what she calls a live one.
Hi, this is Sherry Berry.
Someone picks up the phone.
Okay, well, just make sure you vote for him in November, I guess.
Jessica Reese, KBIA News.
It really is. We're in the middle of planning a golf tournament to raise money.